Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Dr. Ralph Byron, a medical doctor, once told how a young man came to him with a problem. Said the young man, "Everything seems to be such an effort. I'm chronically tired." He started to pour out his heart. He told how he had always wanted to be a doctor, but because he had played around in school and made poor grades, no medical school would accept him. The result? A young man who was miserable in what he did, constantly tired out, completely bored with life. A lot of people are the same way, completely dissatisfied. You may be one of them. Indifferent, disinterested, and yes, just plain bored. Dr. Byron had some wise words of counsel. He said, "All of us have certain chores, assignments, and obligations which have to be done. Most of these jobs are not the kind that we would choose for pleasure." But notice Dr. Byron's antidote to boredom. Start generating some enthusiasm for what you're doing. So, how do you do that? One of the most remarkable individuals I was ever privileged to know was Dr. Henrietta Mears. She distinguished herself as one of the greatest Christian educators of the 20th century. Her major, enthusiasm. Her friends referred to her as public energy number one. I'll never forget the day that I met her. I had just finished a master's degree, and I had a couple of weeks free to be her shadow before I accepted a position with the church. Her secretary, Ethel Baldwin, introduced me, and then Dr. Mears snapped, "Sit down, young man. In the next 2 hours, you're going to learn more about Christian education than you did all the time you were in school." She started talking, telling me of her first love, relating people to God through Jesus Christ. I did learn something that afternoon, more important than what I learned in the classroom. If you don't have enthusiasm, you will never get your message across. Question: do you have trouble getting excited about anything, especially what you're doing? Remember what Paul said, "Whatever you do, put your whole heart and soul into it, as work done for God and not merely for men." In the economy of God, the small task is just as important as the big, glamorous one. Do your work as though you were doing it directly for God. Now, the only way this is possible is for you to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, looking beyond the drudgery of what you dislike to Him who has given you a higher calling. Then pray that God will help you to be obedient to Paul's advice. Be open and honest with God. Tell Him if you're bored with life and you want to change your attitude. Many times I have seen a person's entire concept of life changed when he realized his work could be done for the glory of God. A young mechanic hated his work, but when he realized God wanted him to tune up each car with as much interest as though the Apostle Paul was going to drive it out of the shop, he suddenly took a new interest in what he did. It transformed his whole outlook on life. Boredom or enthusiasm, it depends on you. There's a rainbow in the sky for the man or the woman or the teenager or whomever who will lift his eyes from the mud and see the sun behind the clouds. It is no accident that the Bible stresses that everything we do should be done heartily as to the Lord. The choice is yours.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.